What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, we have been talking through the years about the abuses of the civil forfeiture system. And people are starting to push back on it. We've had these revelations of vast sums of money taken from the American people who have never even been charged with a crime. We basically live in a country whose government pillages the civil population. It is no different than Sir Guy of Gisborne's thugs riding across Nottingham, just taking chickens and pigs and farmers' daughters whenever they feel like it. That's exactly where we are right now. There's no more due process. We have had horrible tragedies arising from police departments actually looking for civil forfeiture opportunities to bolster their budgets. Well, the Arizona Senate has just passed a bill reforming the state's asset forfeiture laws and basically taking on the federal forfeiture programs by banning prosecutors from circumventing state laws by passing cases off to the feds. See, in the states that are trying to push back on civil forfeiture, what they'll do is they'll say, well, we're going to put this in the federal jurisdiction. It's a cash grab. That's all it is. It's a cash grab. The government is dead broke, hopelessly in debt. So they're looting the people now. That's what they're doing. Let's talk a little bit about political correctness. And I think it has reached a point of being so silly, people are going to say, this really is nonsense. We were talking the other day about this gym in a school that removed the scale, the weight scale, because they didn't want the overweight students to feel bad. They were going to take it away. Well, a high school, this is being reported over in 12160, a high school has basically done away with all of the mirrors in the girls' bathroom and replaced them with posters of affirmation. Because apparently seeing your own reflection is a triggering event if you are not supermodel beautiful. Now, one area where political correctness is already stumbling very badly is in the world of comic books. And Marvel Comics and Stan Lee tried to be politically correct. They tried to bring out a whole new bunch of diverse superheroes, female version of Iron Man, female version of Spider-Man, gay heroes, all the rest of it. And what they're hearing back from the retailers of comic books is people who buy comic books don't want to buy these. They want to stick with the old favorites. You know, Iron Man, the rest of the Marvel traditional stable, as it were. And Marvel is apparently losing money trying to put out these other politically correct superheroes because people aren't buying them. Now, of course, Marvel and Stan Lee are doing very well off the movie franchise. And apparently they're going to be filming part of their new one down here on the island of Maui, which is going to be fun. Good for our local film economy. They need the boost here. But I mean, ultimately, you need to realize that people are going to decide for themselves. You cannot indoctrinate political correctness into people. They're going to dig their feet in. They may make the polite noises, oh yes, I support political correctness and all the rest of it. And then when they're off on their own, they're going to go back to doing what they think is right, what they believe is right. A lot of people see this as pandering to a bunch of crybabies whom, no matter what you do, there's always going to be something else they're upset about because they're professional crybabies. We have way too many people in our society whose entire sense of self-valuation lies in always finding something to be offended about. And there's no making these people happy. So why bother trying in the first place? I had somebody come up to me the other day and say, do you realize you just committed a microaggression? And I said, I micro-apologize. For some reason, it didn't make them happy. Just not going to bother anymore. All right, let's talk about human-caused global warming. Apparently, more snow is heading into Maine. And apparently, the people of Maine who are normally used to winter, they're kind of getting a little fed up. It's over. Come on. Enough already. West Michigan is getting snow over the next couple of days. Down in Atlanta, Georgia, they are holding a fundraiser because apparently this last winter put so much snow on the city, it's actually strained and stressed some of the town's iconic buildings, such as the Atlanta Club and the Hub, and they're now doing a fundraiser to try and reinforce and stabilize these buildings. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Apparently over in Kurdistan, it may be spring, but it's still snowing in their mountains, and apparently it's actually provided a little bit of a boost to their tourism. Yes, the people of Kurdistan will actually ski and play in the snow. It's amazing. All right, let's talk about the world of computers. And again, I got to tell you, I am having such a gas with this Raspberry Pi. It really is a lot of fun. Nice little compiling environment here. Before we do that, though, we're going to take a phone call. Mario in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Micah. Aloha. I've heard your remarks regarding the troubles of the euro.
Yes.
I'm listening to the alternative media for quite some time, and I never hear a real taxation or a real evaluation about the status of the euro. The euro is not at all what it seems to be. The euro is a dollar surrogate.
Yes.
The Treaty of Maastricht forbids the European Central Bank to create fiat money. So Mario Draghi, or his predecessor, Jean-Claude Trichet, never created 1 euro. All the euros, all the new euros, are based on borrowed dollars from the Fed. This is the whole trick, and the Europeans don't know this. This news must be made worldwide.
I had not been aware of that. I was not aware of that. Well, no wonder the Federal Reserve is so intent on keeping the European Union together. It's just another market research for their scam.
Right. Listen, I've done my research. In November 2011, 29th of November, all the major countries of the West met in Washington, the premiers, the heads of states, and the chiefs of the central banks. And they agreed the lender of last resort of the world is only one, and this is the Fed. Exception, the Bank of England, which is lender of last resort for England only.
Where does the Bank of International Settlements come into this?
Well, they are coordinating the leadership of the Fed. This is all. They do not create anything. They are just clearing some money flows, and they are coordinating. They enforce the status quo. IMF is kind of a police function, because no country in the world can do business with the IMF if they say, we create our own money. No, this is forbidden. The Bank of Russia cannot create 1 ruble. Only if they have a reserve in gold, which means dollars, or a reserve in dollars, or a reserve in euros, which are also dollars. This is the whole trick. And people do not understand this dependency on the greatest scheme on the earth. And this is the Federal Reserve.
I would love to see supporting information on this, sure, because sure. That does...
Send me one thing email, and I will reply.
Well, can you leave your email address off the air with our control room technician? I don't want to broadcast it because you'll be subject to harassment.
No, I don't mind. This is Mario, M-A-R-I-O, 828282 at yahoo.com. So the, alrighty. The sequence H2 is three times.
Okay, and that's H as in hotel?
H2.
Oh, the number eight.
Yeah, right. Three times.
Okay. All right.
Mario82H2H2@yahoo.com.
All right.
I'll send you all the supporting information.
All right. I would appreciate that. I'm just now sending the test mail. It just says test in the subject line. And thank you very much for that. Okay?
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. All right. Have a good day.
Have
we're going to let
show.
You go. Going to let you go and get on back to the news here. All right. We're talking about computers. Now, as you know, we're coming up on the supposed deadline for a ransom demand made by this group of hackers in London against Apple. And the story is kind of dropped offline, which means maybe Apple just went ahead and paid the ransom. It wasn't really all that much. Certainly, though, if you are on an Apple device, you need to understand something important. Even if you're not using the iCloud, your device is at risk because the iCloud password and your device password are exactly the same. So they could have your password even though you're not using the iCloud. Obviously, the thing to do is sometime before the 6th, let's give it an extra day for padding, before the 6th, change all the passwords on all your Apple devices and you should be okay. Now, the good news is they have arrested a suspect over in London. 20-year-old man was arrested in London in connection with this hacker group, and hopefully he's going to roll on over and allow them to sweep this group up here. Because I got to tell you, the cybercrime is just completely out of control. Now, if you are a gamer and you have the Nintendo Switch, there's apparently a problem with it being left in docked mode for too long. And this is another example of a product that was designed and put out on the market without really testing it. And apparently they've had all kinds of problems with dead pixels on the screen happening very quickly within the warranty period. But apparently there are pictures being posted on Twitter and Reddit that are showing the consoles actually bending and warping. Apparently when they're left in the docked mode for 40 or 50 hours, they get really, really hot, and they're starting to warp. And I don't know who designed these things, but they possibly need a refresher course in things like cooling, but it's a problem. Now, Google uses a lot of computer algorithms to try and classify things and categorize them, and one of the systems they have is a video recognition robot that is intended to spot extremist videos online. And it's already been shown to be faulty because researchers took a video about animals and they inserted a single frame of a car once every 2 seconds. And that was enough for Google's video recognition system to wrongly classify the video as being about cars. Remember the other day I was saying that I'm not that concerned about massive NSA spying on us all outside the constitutional problem because it's a massive amount of data and they simply can't process it all. And I think this illustrates exactly the problem they're dealing with. You have to have humans looking at the stuff to really make sense of what it means. If you're using automated filters, they can be fooled by spelling mistakes. When I go out and I do a Google search on myself, this one picture keeps coming up and insists that's Michael Rivero, but it isn't. Somebody else completely. And that means this entire NSA spy system is unreliable. Now, this is a weird story. Over in Switzerland, there is a man who is on trial for defamation. And all he did, it's a 45-year-old defendant in Zurich. He liked 8 Facebook posts. And the prosecution has charged him with racism and anti-Semitism simply for liking Facebook posts. I think that is just incredibly absurd. But we seem to be living in an age of absurd government behavior, extreme political correctness. I mean, it really does get ridiculous. Now then, over in Denmark, probably you're already hearing here in the United States of America, people are very unhappy with decisions by the FCC and certain mergers and the fact that even though the United States used to be at the forefront of the computer and internet revolution, that we have fallen behind the rest of the world. Now, it turns out that Denmark has the best internet in the world. It is fast, it is reliable, and even Bernie Sanders said this should be the model for the United States to copy. And what's their secret? How was Denmark able to become an international leader in ICT delivery? And it turns out it's because they don't overregulate it. There's no supercharged, top-down, net neutrality rules or major government subsidies or any of that. They deregulated. They basically got rid of their equivalent of the Federal Communications Commission, and now Danes enjoy some of the best ICT service on the planet. It's another reminder that government doesn't always make things better. Its goal is to make them into a revenue stream for the government. Somebody was writing into me and talking about how now the government is talking about marijuana as a medicine, saying, what are they going to do? Sell it back to us by prescription? And they're already doing that in some states. No, government makes money very simply. They take away something you already have and then sell it back to you. They take away marijuana, now they're selling it back to you. In the states that have decriminalized marijuana or legalized recreational marijuana, you're still not allowed to grow it yourself. You got to buy it from that state store. And they're making money hand over fist. Ban homemade distilled spirits so that you will have to buy it from a bottle shop with the government getting taxes. That's what encroaching tyranny is. They take away more and more of what you already had and then offer to sell it back to you. I can think of hundreds of examples. Now, NASA is reshaping itself. As you know, Donald Trump has defunded that part of NASA that was rubber stamping the global warming hoax and retasked what remains to go on out there, back out into the solar system. And I'm fully on board with that because of the technology incubator aspect of it. That our next economic tech boom is going to come out of going back out to space. So NASA's already out there talking about their long-term plans. They want to establish a spaceport orbiting the moon. I'm not entirely sure what the rationale for putting it around the moon is, other than the moon is not anywhere near as crowded in orbital space as Earth. And that may be all the justification that's really needed. We've heard several times where they're having to nudge the International Space Station every once in a while to keep it from ramming into something else up there. And I'm rather sorry the Japanese system for collecting and deorbiting space junk didn't work out on its first test because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff up there, and it does need a good orbit cleaning. And I actually had an idea for a system, which Al Gore would absolutely hate. And when we come back from this next commercial break, I'm going to mention it again. I think it's worth consideration. I think it's worth consideration because it is a mess up there. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go ahead and grab a quick phone call here. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what you said a little while ago is on my mind about data. I mean, look, there's so much data out there. It's like how many drops of water are in the ocean. And there's no logarithm that you're going to be able to do to try to find whatever you're looking for on the Internet. It's just too much data. Just as there's too many people, there's not enough cops, and there's not enough military to create martial law. They are outnumbered, and all they can do is scare you into good behavior. And that's what most of all this on the Internet is. It's trying to scare people into good behavior. It's just too overwhelming.
Not working very well. Not working very well. You know, it's like when we found out that NSA and CIA, and for that matter, even the IRS, are scanning social media like Facebook, looking for illicit behavior or somebody who's living a lifestyle that's not explained by their salary and everything. And social media is not a reliable source of raw intelligence. Everybody lies on social media, especially if they're trying to get a hot date for the weekend. Oh, yes, I live in a big house, and I just bought a new car, and I'm this, and it's ridiculous that they're even bothering.
And one more comment about web browsing history. They try to compare Google and Facebook to your ISP, but remember, you pay your ISP a monthly service fee, and Google and Facebook are out there are in business of getting your information, but you're not paying Google every month for your internet connection. So when Trump, and I think what Trump did is he basically took the internet to where money talks and bullcrap walks. I think you're going to see that what they said a while back, where you're going to be speeded up if you got money, and if you don't got money and they don't like you, they're going to slow you down. So Trump's not my friend.
I definitely disagree with Donald Trump on this one, mostly because obviously in the course of my work, I go out and I visit a lot of web pages on a lot of different subjects that I'm not personally interested in, and so I don't need to be flooded with advertisements for all kinds of bizarre stuff I have no intention of actually getting. In the end, I don't think it's going to produce the return of revenue that the advertisers think it's going to do. It's like that congressman who got up and said, you know, I just ordered underwear online. I'm going to get flooded with ads for underwear. I'm not going to buy them because I already just did. And there are a lot of areas in which the online advertising community, they haven't really thought things through. They're too aggressive. They're not sensitive to the issue of annoying and offending readers. And then they wonder why people are putting up all the ad blockers and everything. Anyway, Rick, we're going to let you go. I want to get back to the science news here. So we were talking about the fact that near-Earth orbit has become a bit of a junkyard. Now, under international treaty, all the newer large satellites are required to have a deorbiting motor where they can bring themselves down into the atmosphere and burn on up. We had one come down over Hawaii a couple of months ago. It was quite spectacular. But there's a lot of stuff up there where they don't have the deorbit motors and they're just junk, or they had the deorbit motors and they simply did not work. And it is getting very crowded up there, and it is something that ought to be dealt with. So I had an idea, and in part it's based on SpaceX's success in developing a reusable rocket. So what my idea was is you have NORAD is already tracking all the space junk. They know where it is. That's how they know when they need to nudge the ISS away from something. And they know what is dead junk. So all you need is a launch point near the equator, and I offer Hawaii as a possibility, and you have a very small rocket that is taken up to high altitude on a balloon, and then it simply launches straight up, doesn't go into orbit, straight up, and the top of its trajectory is right in the oncoming path of the space junk you want to deorbit. And the rocket simply puffs out a bubble of like carbon dioxide gas created from chemicals on board. Just a big cloud, maybe a quarter mile across is all it's going to take. The orbiting object slams into that and is slowed down just enough to begin that long, slow glide down into Earth's atmosphere. And based on SpaceX's reusable rocket, the rocket comes on down, lands, and you can use it over and over and over again. But at some point, somebody's going to have to do something about it. That may, in fact, be the reason why NASA's talking about a spaceport orbiting the moon, because that is still pretty much open skies. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
bodies. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at the mailbox, and I just got an email from a listener who points out that in Colorado, if you have a license for medical marijuana, you are allowed to grow your own plants, but there is an upper limit on that. So, but again, you have to have the license. You can also sign on as a patient at a medical marijuana distributor, and you can assign your plants to them. They will cultivate and then sell the marijuana back to you cheap. So there is a mechanism if you have that medical permit that you have your own plants. But for the recreational users, you have to buy from the state. The state will get its money one way or the other, either the weed or the license. I can't imagine they're handing those things out for free. Now, I was watching on Fox News here, and they're talking about the sanctuary city issue and the threat of funds being cut to the sanctuary cities and potentially a sanctuary state in California. And the defenders of the sanctuary policy are now out with a new argument saying it isn't that they don't want to cooperate with federal immigration laws. It's just they don't have the facilities to arrest and hold all of the criminal illegal immigrants that have moved into their cities. And I'm not sure that that's something that they were very smart to put on out there, because they're revealing the scale of the problem. They're literally saying there aren't enough jails for them to hang on to these people until they ICE can come down and grab them. They're basically checking them in. Okay, committed a robbery. All right, you're in jail. Well, we're running out of room, so you're out of jail. But by golly, if you're caught with a marijuana plant, you are going away for a long, long time. Seems somewhat skewed. Apparently, governors in four states that have legalized marijuana in some form are approaching the Trump administration about, you know, backing off on this marijuana enforcement. And we know where this attempt to stop the legalization or decriminalization is coming from. It's coming from big alcohol and big tobacco. And again, the idea that you're not allowed to grow your own intoxicants on your own land, you have to buy it from some corporation and pay taxes on it. I remember when I was a kid, it was actually legal to have an alcohol still. You've probably seen the TV show Moonshiners. And my grandfather, the one who used to get drunk with Richard Nixon, had a little tiny personal still out behind his hunting cabin up in the White Mountains. And he showed it to me when I was a kid. And it was for personal use only, because back then it was legal. It was only illegal if you sold or traded or gave the alcohol to somebody else without the tax stamp. And, of course, now they've simply said, anybody with a still, you're automatically a criminal. If you want whiskey, go to the store and buy it. And, again, this idea of the government making money off of things you make for yourself goes back a long, long way. It's actually provoked some armed rebellions in U.S. history. Okay, so getting on back here, we're talking about medical care, the high cost of medical care, and it is rather amazing that we have the most expensive medical care on Earth by a huge, huge margin. No other country comes even close to how expensive medical care is in the United States of America. And a big part of it is people just seeing it as another money-making situation. So the drug maker Mylan has been hit with a class action lawsuit by retailers of the or purchasers of the EpiPen, saying that the company engaged in illegal price fixing to inflate the price of its allergy treatment over a decade by 574%. They didn't put any more product in the pens. They just ran the price up, figuring people are dependent on that product, because if they don't have it and they get an allergy reaction, probably from some of the vaccine adjuvants they've been exposed to, like peanut oil, they could die. So they're being hit with a class action lawsuit. Now, another drug company, Sanofi Pasteur, was caught overcharging the Department of Veterans Affairs $20 million. They were massively overcharging on drug prices. And they basically are being forced to pay that money back. Nobody's going to go to jail. But it is. It's not about healthcare anymore. In fact, they need you to be chronically ill. They need you to be sick to make money. If the American people were perfectly healthy, the entire medical industrial complex would collapse. Now, not too long ago, there were concerns raised over BPA, bisphenol A, used in the plastics industry, turned out to be an endocrine disruptor. And so they took it off the market and they said, we've come up with a new one, bisphenol S. And this one is new and improved. And it turns out it actually accelerates the aggressiveness of breast cancer, because it too is an endocrine disrupting chemical. They just put the stuff out there. It's found in polycarbonate hard plastics. It's actually used in the currency, thermal paper for printers, for store receipts, have this chemical. and it's leading to an increase in breast cancer aggressiveness. Now, there's some good news, because it turns out capsaicin, which is the part in chilies and peppers that produce the hot sensation, it's been shown to inhibit the growth of breast cancer cells. So there may be the possibility of a cure, or at least a treatment. Nobody wants a cure. They want ongoing treatments. But there's something there. Amazing here. Maryland has now become the third state to ban fracking. Vermont was the first state back in 2012. And that was more of a statement because there wasn't a lot of fracking going on in Vermont anyway. New York in 2014 became the second state to ban fracking. And basically that was after 200 communities in the state had instituted local bans on fracking because of all the problems it leads to. So now it looks like Maryland is going to join the rush on that one. Now, fracking is another example of a technology that is put out there with a reckless disregard for the public health and safety. It has led to a massive increase in earthquakes in places like Oklahoma, which prior to fracking did not have a history of seismic activity. The quake that damaged the Washington Monument was thought to have been caused by a fracking well. And it's not like they're fracturing that rock down below with water. It is a highly toxic mix of solvents to dissolve the rock and also industrial waste that can't be gotten rid of anywhere else. The idea is, oh, we're going to pump it 1,000 feet down. It'll stay there. It'll never be a problem ever again. Well, when you're fracturing the rock to extract the oil and gas, then obviously the toxic fracking fluid can follow that same path out of the rock. And it gets into the water, the natural gas that's leaking out of the fissures and the pipes, gets into lakes, ponds, streams, and it destroys the oxygen dissolved in the water, killing off the fish. We've seen all these stories about there's a photo of a pond, and it's just covered with dead fish. And all they'll say is, well, the water was depleted of oxygen. And that's all they'll say. They won't tell you what it is depleted the oxygen. But when you're bubbling methane through water, methane will decompose when it encounters that oxygen. And it becomes carbon dioxide and more water. And the carbon dioxide bubbles up into the atmosphere, annoying Al Gore. And obviously water is water is water. And that's it. But that's what's causing it. There have been cases of people who have bought or built expensive homes near fracking wells, and all of a sudden they find there's natural gas coming out of their drinking water to the point where they can actually light it on fire with a lighter. And the real tragedy of it all is that fracking has failed to produce the volume of gas and oil that the frackers said they were going to get. They've already had to pull back estimates by more than a half. It's never penciled out. And with that ill-considered oil price war against Russia, some fracking companies were driven right into bankruptcy. So, good for the people of Vermont, New York, and Maryland. And there's been another victory. Now, unfortunately, this is not Standing Rock, but there is a lawsuit that was just settled where the judge ordered the removal of a gas pipeline from Native American lands. And apparently the issue was one that the oil company couldn't get around. Their easement to use that land for the pipeline expired 17 years ago. They kept the pipeline going, kept using it, and none of the people whose land the pipeline crossed got any compensation from the pipeline company's use of their land since the year 2000. And the judge has given the oil pipeline company 6 months to remove that pipeline. Now, we've been talking a lot about the problem with fresh water, meaning that there really isn't enough of it. There are various ways, of course, to create fresh water out of salt water, solar stills, reverse osmosis, plain outright steam distilling. But there's been a new development And it has to do with what are called graphene oxide membranes. They're using these graphene lattices, carbon lattices, to create filters that have holes that are so fine that water molecules will flow through, but not the salt molecules. And if this can be put into mass production, right now it's just research testing at the University of Manchester, and it was published in the journal Nature Nanotechnology. And they're basically saying if these can be manufactured in bulk, in mass, it's going to make cheap, large-scale desalinization possible, and we will be free the world of wars fought for sources of fresh water, like Israel keeps trying to go back into Lebanon to get that Litani River. So this is a major, major development. Very, very positive one here. Now, another area, as long as we're talking about salt water, is ocean life. Because we have seen these horrible insults, if you will, to the ecology of the ocean. There was the Deepwater Horizon disaster that toxified the Gulf of Mexico. There is the ongoing problems with Fukushima, ongoing problems with the U.S. Navy's testing of ultra-powerful sonar that seems to be harming ocean life. And the hard reality is that we cannot have life on the surface of the Earth if the oceans are dead. We are inextricably dependent on ocean life, seafood life, and not just for the occasional sushi. And the oceans are becoming depleted. There are now large dead zones. And I remember seeing the oceans when I was very young and seeing them today and noticing there is a difference. I think the last time I saw a healthy ocean and healthy reefs was when Claire and I were down in Fiji, and we went sailing on a tall ship out to some of the outer islands, and we went snorkeling, and it was just amazing. And then there'd been a visit down to Barbados, which has been overdeveloped. Their reefs are all just gray, dead lumps, couple of fish, that's it. I had an underwater camera, and I was like saying, come on, there's got to be a fish somewhere. Somewhere here. If you ever have a chance, go back and look at the Walt Disney version of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Because the underwater scenes for that were filmed out at Catalina Island, Southern California. And I've been to Catalina many times. Used to sail over to it from San Pedro. Been snorkeling there many times. And to look at the ocean life around Catalina today, it is nowhere near as abundant as was captured by the Disney motion picture cameras in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. There is a problem. So in the past year and a half, scientists have recorded a collapse of several dozen food chains within the Pacific Ocean. Authoritative figures in Vancouver are estimating the number may be closer to hundreds of thousands. They're seeing the Pacific salmon are dying. They're trying to force that GMO salmon into the marketplaces, and it turns out it actually lacks some of the nutrients that make eating seafood a benefit. There's a major problem out there, and it's all mismanagement. I remember when Fukushima happened, and there was a TV show called Deadliest Catch about the crab fishing people. And they did their end of the season wrap-up right here on the island of Oahu, and one of the members of their crew was a fan and invited me down. And when they were off camera, they were all saying their biggest fear was some college student going on down to the shore in Alaska, grabbing a crab, and putting a radiation meter up against it and putting the video on YouTube. Because remember when Fukushima happened and everybody was concerned, oh, the USDA and the governor of Alaska were out there saying, we don't need to check. We don't even need to test. We're absolutely sure that there'll be no problem. We don't need to test because you don't need to know. Remember when Alan Coulter was saying a little radiation was actually good for you? That's how ridiculous that all got. Alrighty, we're coming up here on our last commercial break and the last segment of our program. I'm going to go scouring for some updated stories. I want to see what's going on with Susan Rice. And we're going to do a quick recap of that in the last segment of our program. But basically, the last word we have is the House Intelligence Committee, and that means Trey Gowdy, have invited, meaning demanded, Susan Rice to testify before them about these revelations of political spying using the nation's intelligence agencies. And this entire claim that Trump and Russia were working together was how they fooled the intelligence agencies into going along with them. So we're going to be taking a break. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Tuesday. And we've got a breaking story now. We were talking just yesterday about how Great Britain had indicated that following the Brexit, they would continue to take care of Gibraltar, which is a strategic choke point at the entrance to the Mediterranean, obviously a very important place. And Britain has basically been in charge of Gibraltar for a very, very long time. Spain has taken the position that with Britain's joining of the European Union, that Gibraltar, rightly, territorially, should go back to Spain. And Britain is saying no. We are now getting word that a Spanish warship has illegally entered the British waters off the coast of Gibraltar. And remember how the British overreacted in the Falkland Islands. And all that was at stake there were some sheep. So this is clearly a provocation by Spain. And it could get ugly very quickly. I think a war between Spain and England would be the end of the European Union, because everybody would be having to choose sides one way or the other. Or maybe all of Europe is just going to invade Great Britain and drag it back to being part of the EU. I'm sure that the EU would not mind that one bit. That's why they've been talking about a European Union army. Edward Snowden has weighed in on this wiretapping situation and saying that when he worked at the NSA, from his desk, he could wiretap anyone, including the President of the United States of America. That's how pervasive the NSA's spy system on communications is. The New York Times is finally realizing where this is going. Earlier they were saying it's nothing. And of course they were caught covering up the story. They had this story weeks ago and didn't run it. Now the New York Times is running an article admitting Susan Rice's spying was politically motivated. They got the cooperation of the intelligence agencies with this nonsense story about Trump and Russia being together, which everybody now understands there's no evidence for it. And I can imagine these intelligence agencies are a little bit furious. This makes them look bad. It makes them look like dupes for being snookered into this thing. But this story is not going anywhere at all. We're going to keep it alive in the independent media. Sooner or later, the corporate media is going to have to deal with this. Remember when the Downing Street memo first surfaced, showing that the propaganda was being engineered around an already existing agenda to invade Iraq, and the corporate media ignored it for a whole month, and the independent media had it out there, until finally enough people were calling the corporate media saying, why aren't you covering this, that they finally had to report on it, rather than make it look like they were trying to bury this story. Well, they were trying to bury the Susan Rice story, and they're not succeeding. They're not going to succeed. We're going to keep this alive. You need to grab all of this material, send it to all your social media, send it to everybody on your email list. This is the biggest political scandal in U.S. history. It is 10 times what Watergate was, and we're going to dig out every single bit of it. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.